Hello, my name's Stephen Schaub. I'm the leader of the Fidget Revolution, as well as a master printer and high-bit artist at Indian Hill Imageworks in Pollard, Vermont. The title of this audio is Manipulation, the World's Second Oldest Profession. Okay, what I'd like to have you do is stop playing this audio right now and watch the first video below. The videos are by Alex Roman and really beautiful. So watch the first video, and if you can, watch it full screen. It's truly amazing full screen HD if you have a fast enough internet connection. After you watch the first video completely, and there is sound by the way, so make sure your speakers are on, I want you to watch the second video and then come back and press play, and we'll continue from there. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, welcome back. So you've watched the two videos. What's amazing is that this video that you're seeing is 99% CGI. That's computer-generated imagery. And it's amazing. It looks so real. Yet, everything within this movie was generated within the computer, with the exception of the birds in flight, some of the small plants growing, and the image of the photographer, which was, I guess, was shot against a gray screen and then brought in. Everything else was completely generated within the computer. And this sort of gets to discussions that we've been having here on the Fidget Revolution a lot recently about, manipulation, about Photoshop and post-production editing within photography. And it sort of also talks about what I've said here time and time and time again, that manipulation is at the core of photography. Manipulation is part of the very essence of being a photographer and taking a photograph. Because there's no way, no matter what you do, to escape the fact that all photographs are manipulated just by using different lenses, different focal lengths, selective focus, framing within the four walls of the photographic frame, shooting color, black and white, scale, contrast, reproduction, dodging, burning, intensification of negatives, or bleaching of film, or choosing a particular glossy paper over a matte paper. Everything about photography is about manipulation. And if you think about it, this holds true for all art. I mean, all art is about manipulation to one degree or another. Yet in photography, we seem to have a real hang-up with the idea that photographs are manipulated. Yet, if you think about it, this has been at the core of our medium since its inception. I mean, it's impossible to say that it has not. I mean, you look at an Ansel Adams photograph and you know that it's been manipulated. You know that it's been dodged and burned and contrast adjusted to bring out a particular emotional response. And that's why it's so great, is because it's been manipulated. So I think that while so many photographers nowadays are shying away from the manipulation world, who are shying away from saying that their images have had any sort of contrast adjustment or anything done to them in Photoshop, I actually think the other is perhaps better. To say, yes, it has been manipulated, because that is part of the art form. And I don't think the general public would have as much of an issue with this if they were educated to the fact that this has always existed within photography. It's just now perhaps the tools are sexier. Now perhaps the tools make a lot of stuff easier. And yes, we can do things today that we couldn't have done maybe 20, 30 years ago. But at the end of the day, manipulation has always existed within our medium. As I said in the beginning, it's the world's second oldest profession. And I think that sort of embracing this is important. Sort of embracing the idea about manipulation. I mean, do I think that that there's concern about manipulation and imagery? Of course. I mean, we've talked about it here before about women getting negative sort of body images about themselves because they see these fashion magazines showing unrealistic women with tiny little waists, big breasts, perfect hips, perfect face, perfect skin, perfect hair. We all know it's not real. Yet, obviously, there's a damaging effect to this. Obviously, if there was a journalist out there, cutting and pasting and removing elements from documenting a war or a riot or something like that, there should be a lot of concern about that. And I think that those are areas where we need to have an honest, open dialogue about what degree of manipulation are we going to allow. Because, you can't be a journalistic photographer and not embrace manipulation at least a little bit, because you chose a particular lens, because you chose to edit and frame a scene a particular way. There always is a degree of manipulation going on, and just having an honest discussion about where the line is, I think is important. But I think there's another important element here, and that is sort of educating the public that manipulation has and will always exist within the photographic medium. Think about music for a minute. You know, you can't buy a CD that hasn't been engineered and optimized to produce the perfect listening experience. You know, every movie that we go and see has been tweaked to just, you know, the perfect extent so that the experience of seeing the movie is just everything. The sound, you know, the editing, you know, it's just everything about it is just perfect. You know, if you think about all the things that go into making that perfect movie, it's all about manipulation. The same thing is true about photography. It's just the general public doesn't understand it. The general public thinks that a photograph is real. The general public thinks that a photograph is something that they can trust, and they shouldn't. And they need to understand that there is manipulation, and that, you know, it's just part of the process. You know, a lot of photographers have tried to get around this recently by producing digital negatives. And this is something that, you know, I've talked about here before, and I do think is a little questionable when photographers are shooting film, making a digital negative, and then printing, like, say, a gelatin silver or a platinum print from those digital negatives. Now, I don't have any problem with that personally at all, but, you know, a lot of collectors and a lot of people who are just sort of getting into photography see gelatin silver and they think traditional process. And in their mind, that means, you know, no manipulation, no Photoshop involved. You know, or they see a platinum print, they go, oh, well, that's a contact print from the negative. Well, yes, it is a contact print from the negative, but in a lot of cases nowadays, it's a contact print from a optimized digital negative, so there is manipulation involved. And I just think educating the public to this would be a good thing. You know, because you watch this video here by Alex Roman, and it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing, and it's stunning. You know, I have a relative who works in this industry and has done a lot of work on the different Ice Age movies, and it's amazing when you see what they can do. It is absolutely breathtaking. And, you know, and so I think having this honest discussion and just embracing the fact that at its core, all photography involves manipulation would be a good thing, not only for our medium, but also for, you know, the general public who views and buys our artworks. You know, I just think this would be a good thing all the way around. Thank you very much for listening. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Have a great day.